91X News.
It's 7 degrees and mainly cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Sabrina MacDonald. South Korea held military drills in response to North Korea's latest missile test this week. The North claims the intercontinental ballistic missile it launched Tuesday is a new nuclear-capable weapon that could reach anywhere in the continental U.S. ABC's Serene Marshall reports.
In the dead of night, South Korea with offensive drills, letting North Korea know they can't be intimidated. Firing three missiles in the precision strike drill minutes after the latest test from their authoritarian neighbors. The North Korean intercontinental ballistic missile flew longer and higher than any previous test, traveling a distance 10 times the height of the International Space Station for more than 50 minutes.
Meantime, U.S. and Chinese generals have engaged in an unusual set of security talks in the wake of North Korea's most powerful missile test yet. An 18-year-old Bancroft area man died this morning in a motor vehicle collision. Bancroft OPP responded to a motor vehicle collision around 6:30 a.m. on Highway 62 in Limerick Township, about 1 hour north of Belleville. One officer arrived on scene with fire officials. They located the driver of a pickup truck that drove off the roadway and onto a rock cut. James Keller was pronounced dead at the scene. Police are investigating the incident. The application form for the Student Strike Relief Fund has been released to Loyalist College students. Students are eligible up to $500 each in compensation for the faculty strike earlier this semester. Students who choose to finish their academic year are able to apply, but must provide appropriate evidence of costs. Those who wish to drop can apply for a full refund before December 5th. Chris Wanamaker, a film and television production student, says that more money should be given for the month.
For a month, maybe more would have been better to offer, but I mean, it's something. It's better than nothing, right?
Check out qnetnews.ca for more information. Picton's downtown has some shiny new pay and display parking machines just in time for the county's Feed the Meter campaign. Feed the Meter takes all the money paid for parking and donates it to the Prince Edward and Hastings Learning Foundation, which provides nutritional meals and snacks to local school children in need. There are 16 parking machines on Picton's Main Street, along with some on Elizabeth Street, King Street, Walton Street, and Ross Street. Police say approximately 11 signed jerseys and 30 to 40 signed pucks were stolen from a Massasauga Road home in Prince Edward County on Tuesday. According to police, the suspects broke in on using an unlocked window, and anyone with information is asked to contact the OPP or Crime Stoppers. Women of the Quinte region are going to be looking keen and confident with the help of Mrs. Reese, owner of the Belleville's newest beauty parlor. Lorianne Little has the story.
There's no flux capacitor needed for this flashback. Stepping into Miss Reese's vintage beauty parlor will bring you back to the 1950s with the old-school aesthetic and community atmosphere of a vintage salon. The owner of the parlor, Mrs. Reese, says,
"We deserve, as women, to take some time for us and not just be rushed in and out of somewhere and not constantly be taking care of everybody else."
As well as bringing back the atmosphere of a vintage beauty parlor, Reese says that she wants to help build women's confidence through beauty with her new business. Part of how she does this is by offering total vintage or modern transformations that come with a photo shoot at the end of the session.
I guess my favorite part is just the whole aspect of making a woman feel more empowered about herself, no matter what her size or age, it doesn't matter.
The parlor has been open since August. Lorianne Little, QNET News, Belleville.
The downfall of former host Matt Lauer was the lead story on the Today Show this morning. Lauer issued his first public response to his firing for sexual misconduct, saying repairing the damage that he has caused is now his full-time job. Lauer was fired after an employee came forward Monday to detail inappropriate sexual behavior that began at the Sochi Olympics in 2014. Since then, NBC says two other women have come forward with complaints, with one telling the New York Times that Lauer had sexually assaulted her in his office in 2001. the Bank of Canada is considering the merits of establishing a digital currency as interest in cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin reaches a fevered pitch. Canadian Press reporter Terry Pedwell says a central bank research paper concludes there could be an upside to creating a digital currency as society starts to move away from cash.
A white paper released by the bank says a digital currency could become an alternative to debit and credit cards and other forms of payment, making it easier for competition to emerge in the retail and large value payment sectors. The Bank of Canada report says, however, that given the complexity and uncertainty around the currency, central banks should proceed cautiously and incrementally.
The value of Bitcoin, the original and most well-known cryptocurrency, has skyrocketed this year, rising from about $1,000 US per coin at the start of the year to crest at over $11,000 per coin this week. NBC kicked off the holidays Wednesday night with its annual lighting of the iconic Christmas tree in New York City's Rockefeller Center. Despite the relatively warm temperatures in the city, Gwen Stefani opened the event with a rendition of Let It Snow. Here's a clip.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since there's no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
That's QNET News on 91X to 4.06 p.m. Sports is next.
If you're looking for the place for a great time out, the Beaufort Pub is here for you. Head to thebeaufortpub.ca to check out the new website. It has a full menu, schedules for live entertainment, as well as Saturday afternoon jazz and blues matinees and Tuesday trivia night.
Also, check out online for details about 911 Thursdays. Emergency service staff and members of the military who show proper ID receive 50% off their food bill.
It's the Beaufort's way of saying thank you for your service.
The Beaufort Pub, 173 Dundas Street East, Belleville, thebeaufortpub.ca.
Good afternoon. I'm Sabrina MacDonald with QNET Sports. On Friday, the Loyalist Lancers women's basketball have an away game as they play against the St. Lawrence Vikings at 6 p.m., with the men's team playing right after. The Lancers volleyball team also have an away game tomorrow when they take on Fleming Knights. The Lady Lancers play at 6 p.m., while the men are playing at 8 p.m. against the St. Lawrence Vikings. Last night, the North York Rangers beat out the Buffalo Junior Sabres 4-3 last night. Tonight, the Markham Royals take on the Georgetown Raiders at the Invista Center at 7 p.m. Tomorrow's a big game night with the Trenton Golden Hawks taking on the Coburg Cougars tomorrow at 7:30 at Duncan Memorial. The first-place Wellington Dukes host the struggling Whitby Fury at home tomorrow night. The Dukes are currently tied with Oakville as the top seed in the league. Head coach Scott McRoy says his team shouldn't take the Fury lightly.
Well, we know they're a good team. They just have had some bad luck to start the season. Got lots of young guys. I used to coach them, so I know most of the guys on the team. So they're going to trap us hard, and we can't get caught into trying to do too much. We've got to keep our game simple to counter against them.
The Dukes have only lost one game in regulation at home this season. Coach McCrory says passionate Dukes fans have helped the team's success on home ice.
Whenever you can come out to a crowd of 500-600 people and have excitement, guys with cymbals going off when you score a goal, any true athlete, the adrenaline gets pumping and is excited to play in that kind of atmosphere, and it just makes you want to work harder. And that's what I tell the guys. You're playing just not for your teammates. You're also playing for the community and the fans, because they love you and support you. So make sure you give it your all.
The game starts at 7:30 p.m. at the Wellington and District Community Center. Make it three straight wins for the Montreal Canadiens. Carey Price stopped 25 shots to help lift the Habs to a 2-1 win over the visiting Ottawa Senators. Here's Dan Robertson with the call on TSN Radio 6-90 as Philip Danault's goal gives the Canadiens the 2-1 lead over the Senators.
Pacioretty knocks it free. Good forecheck. He tries to kick it. His stick was tied up. Firing in there. Shaw! And Dano scores! Great play by Andrew Shaw to set up Philip Dano, his first goal in 15 games, and it's 2-1 Montreal.
Tomorrow night, the Belleville Senators take on the Toronto Maple Leafs at 7 p.m. at the Yardman Arena. The Bruins jumped out to an early lead and hold on to beat the Lightning 3-2. Lightning center Steven Stamkos, who leads the NHL with 37 points, says the team was able to stay in the game thanks to the netminding of Andre Vasilevsky.
I mean, they dominated us. They came out hard. Vasi gave us a chance to stay in this game, which he always does, and we gave ourselves a chance. But, you know, if we had that same mindset that we had in the third to start the game, it's probably a different result.
The Golden State Warriors outlasted the pesky Los Angeles Lakers 127-123. Warriors guard Steph Curry, with 28 points, including 13 in overtime, says beating the Lakers wasn't easy.
We obviously grinded it out and played well enough in that overtime to seal the deal. But, you know, they're a very athletic, you know, feisty group that made shots, played well, and pushed us really hard.
Despite an injured ankle, Jozy Altidore scored the lone goal in the 1-0 win over Columbus Crew SC that sent Toronto FC back to soccer's MLS Cup final. Toronto captain Michael Bradley says having Altidore on your team is a good feeling to have.
When you're standing in the tunnel on nights like this and you look behind you, it's when you see Jozy, it's a damn good feeling because you know what he's going to be about. You know that he's gonna give you everything he has.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville is light rain showers at 7 degrees. Tonight's weather is expected to be mainly cloudy with a low of +2. At 4:11 p.m. on QNET News, on the air on 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sabrina McDonald with QNET News. News on 91X is next at 5.